Chapter 23, Practical Application. Exercise 23-1, Practical Application, U.S.-Japan Trade Friction. Listen to the following excerpt and compare the two versions.
40 years after the end of World War II, Japan and the U.S. are again engaged in conflict. Trade frictions, which began as minor irritants in an otherwise smooth relationship in the 1960s, have gradually escalated over the years. The conflict is more dangerous than it appears because its real nature is partially hidden. It masquerades as a banal and sometimes grubby dispute over widgets, with the stakes being whether American or Japanese big business makes more money. In truth, the issue is strategic and geopolitical in nature. Japan is once again challenging the U.S., only this time the issue is not China or the Pacific, but world industrial and technological leadership and the military and economic powers, which have always been its corollaries.
The letter A. You've seen many examples of illogical spelling by now, and the letter A is a major contributor. A can be a, cat, a, part, a, make, a, final, e, parallel, o, war. Note, people who speak Chinese frequently pronounce a, a, and e the same. The common denominator of these three sounds is e. When a Chinese speaker says mate, mat, met, it can sound like met, met, met. If this happens to be your case, in order to say common words like make and man correctly, first practice putting them on the stair steps and drawing them out. Don't be afraid to exaggerate. You can even draw them out with a final unvoiced consonant. Make, man. Exercise 23-2, Presidential Candidates Debate.
The president tomorrow night is expected in his State of the Union message to propose federal subsidies to help low-income families overcome the so-called digital divide. Is it an appropriate use of government funds to hand out computers and provide internet access to those who can't afford it? And if not, why not? We'll begin with Mr. Keyes.
I think this is another case where politicians try to jump on the bandwagon of something that's going on in the economy, so everybody's going to think that they actually had something to do with the result when they don't. There is no need for this. We are already seeing out there proposals for the distribution of free PCs, not based on some politician making a judgment and spending taxpayer money, but based on the self-interest of those who are involved in a new world in which participation is the key to profit, and in which there is actually a strong incentive among those who participate in the private sector to give access to individuals so that they can improve their opportunities for profit, for information sharing. That's what has already been going on. It will continue. There is no need for the government to pretend that it needs to take leadership here. I think that's just political posturing.
Senator McCain.
I believe that we do have a problem, and that is that there's a growing gap between the haves and the have-nots in America, those that are able to take part in this information technology and those that haven't. We took a major step forward when we decided to wire every school and library in America to the Internet. That's a good program. We have to have step 2, 3, and 4, which means good equipment, good teachers, and good classrooms. Now, I wouldn't do it directly, but there's lots of ways that you can encourage corporations who, in their own self-interest, would want to provide, would receive tax benefits, would receive credit, and many other ways for being involved in the schools and upgrading the quality of the equipment that they have, the quality of the students, and thereby providing a much-needed, well-trained workforce.
Thank you. Mr. Forbes.